You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I'm going to give you a little quick follow-up. 1 week ago, we read a note from a woman said, don't use my name. So I just made up the name Bella, trying to be kind of funny, come up with a dog's name. No, look, I'm sorry. I guess I need to apologize. Any woman who's listening named Bella, you don't have a dog's name. A lot of people name their dogs
that human name. Really rude, man.
I stepped right in.
Wow, unbelievable.
It's just that Bella has been like the number one female dog name for like 12 years
I've
in a row.
I've never heard a dog be called that, but that's cool.
Thanks a lot. Anyway, she wrote in and said that her boyfriend has two dogs, takes them everywhere. They're always out with him, blah, blah, blah. She says, when we first met, I kind of lied and said that I love dogs too, even though I don't. And now it's been 5 months. Everything's going great. But she's like, I'm not a dog person. I'm tired of everywhere we go. He has the dogs. Do I say something? Do I finally come clean and say, I really don't like dogs? Or do I just keep living the lie?
Yeah.
Now, as I recall, it was relatively split with maybe a few more people saying fess up and
move
clear
on
your soul.
Or something. Yeah, I don't remember how that ended.
It was mostly, according to my notes, it was like a 60-40. Okay. Go ahead and tell them.
All right.
Be honest. She did write back. Hi, boys. Thank you for talking about my little problem. I appreciate your comments. Some of your listeners were kind of mean, but I guess I asked for it. Well, that's actually a mature way of expressing that.
I had it coming.
I had it coming to me.
Yeah.
She says, I want you to know I've decided not to say anything about not liking his dumb dogs. I'll just keep going along since it's my own fault that I didn't tell him in the first place. But, she says, I like the idea of asking him for a solo date every once in a while. I actually did that on Saturday where I asked him if we could go to a nicer place and not take the dogs. He looked a little surprised at first, but then said, okay, it was really, really nice. And I think he liked it too. So maybe that might happen a little more often.
Aw.
Thank you again. I really do love my boys in the morning. She signs it Bella. She goes, haha, I know it's a dog's name, and that made me laugh too. All right. So there you go.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's just a matter of just asking for what you would like.
Yeah. Well, that's
good. You know,
both
men and women, we do this thing where we assume that the other person is going to read our minds. It's like, no, you got
to
say, I would just like to go out with you every once in a while. We don't have to bring along, you know, the pooches.
Yeah. Well, that's good. They're going to get married.
Anyway, so listen, Bella, thank you for listening. Thank you for writing twice. And if you want to share something with your boys in the morning, a question, an issue, a problem, there's a variety of ways you can do it. You can send an old-fashioned email if you go to mix100.com and click on the Dom and Jeremy tab up at the top. Or you can send us a Facebook message. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. And if you want to send a text, you can. We might not be as likely to see that because we get a billion of them. But 303-691-1649, so that's it. Let's talk about your vacation that you got back from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, finally digging in, taking my phone and Nick Nack's phone and hooking them up to the old CPU, the computer there, and dumping all the photos off to you know, save them and clear out our phones. And I started going through and adding things up, and I was like, oh, my God. We took something like 1,500 pictures in California just a few weeks ago for the big Disneyland trip.
God.
A lot of pictures. And I did something that I have not done in a long, long time. Little backstory is, you know, when we take our vacations, we usually print out little photo books. It's like, you know, you go online to one of those services that you just send them your pictures and then they mail you back a book in the mail and we, you know, keep it there on the coffee table. Fun little conversation piece. But my God, they're expensive. So, so expensive. So this time I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I asked Nick Nack, I was like, do you have a photo album? She's like, as a matter of fact, I do, with all of her scrapbooking stuff downstairs. So she came upstairs with a couple photo albums, and I sent things off to be printed, actual printed pictures, and I narrowed down the 1,500 to about 400 printed pictures that we're going to put in these albums and just kind of keep them laying around at
the
house.
You're going to put 400 pictures in an album?
400 pictures. dumb.
400
of our little trip. Yeah, it's 400 pictures that I had printed. It was about $65 to get all that done. And I've got to pick them up today from Walgreens, and we're going to go through and fill up the photo albums. Somebody will want to look at them. Somebody will flip through them. A lot of times when we have friends and family come over, people pick these things up and they start thumbing through, and it leads to just conversation and some fun stories. And
I don't know,
I'm gonna do it.
It's kind of like the same as like when, you know, you go over to someone's house and they're like, hey, where are the old days? They're like, we're going to watch a slideshow of our vacation. People are like, oh,
what?
My God.
well, we're not forcing it on anyone. I mean, they're just going to be sitting there.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out how you can even 400 just boggles
my
mind.
Well, 1,500 blew my mind, too. I was like, did we even enjoy this trip, or were you just too busy taking pictures and videos?
Yeah, you get down to that thing in life where you're living life through the little 3-inch screen on your phone.
You are, but I also was enjoying, like, looking through all of them, too, like, kind of reminiscing. I was like, oh, my gosh, I could totally go back. This was
reminiscing?
Fun.
You were just there 10 days ago.
I want to go back. We are both ready to go back.
I've never reminisced about something that was a week ago.
Yeah. No, you haven't?
I remember that great trip we had 6 days ago.
It was, it's been longer
like
than
it was
that.
Yesterday.
It's been about, it's a month ago now. It's been a month. But yeah, you were like, we were like, oh my gosh, we did it. That was such a fun time.
That's funny
to me. I forgot about this. And
listen, I can laugh. I'm not a photo guy. I don't take a whole lot of photos. I never have my whole life, even with the phone. I just don't I don't document my life like other people do. And there's not a right, there's not a wrong. It's just a different way people are wired. I don't document a lot of what I've done. And that does come back to bite me, because there have been things that have happened in my past that I wish I had photo documentation of. But at the same time, I also realize I would never see it. I'll never sit and look at it. It's like, that's in the past. It's happened. I'd rather have the memory, I think, but I don't sit and look through photo albums ever. So I'm just different. But I do have some news for you that I want to know what you think about this. So I was reading, I was just writing a piece about this too. It's pretty interesting. The new iPhone update that's coming in September has got a variety of new features. And one of them is going to be that if you send somebody a text message, you can, before they read it, you can actually edit what you sent to them. So if you start having second thoughts about what you just texted someone, you can edit it.
I like that.
You'll have the ability with the mail app, if you send an email, you can actually retract it before they open it.
I like that too. If you're in the heat in the moment, you're all huffy and you fire something off, you can pull it back, pull that anchor up.
Or you meant to send it to one person, but you sent it to someone else. We've seen that happen around the radio station with some classic stories where messages got sent to clients that maybe shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
But listen to this one. You know what it's like, and I'm not, these don't have to be naughty photos, because I know that's where your mind and other people's minds are going to go. But you do have photos on your phone that you don't necessarily want other people to see. Maybe it even just makes you look like a dork or something, and you just don't want to do it. But you'll sometimes hand somebody your phone. You're like, hey, check out this photo. And then your heart kind of drops because you see them start swiping.
You're like, what's next? What's the next one?
Yeah, how far
back? Is it a screenshot of something?
How far back am I going to want them to scroll there?
Yep.
So apparently one of the things they're going to be doing with iOS 16 is that when you have photos on your phone, you'll be able to hit a couple of buttons and you'll be able to put them into a private folder on your phone.
Like a little hidden folder.
Yeah, it's a secret
folder. You just
got
to remember to do it, I guess.
Right. Well, there is that. They can't do everything for you. You're going to have to take some responsibility for your naughty photos.
Yeah.
And then that folder would require a password or the Face ID thing in order to open.
Gotcha.
So
I like that. Why not?
I love that, actually. So you can just hand your phone at will to people and they can't get to your naughty photos.
No, I do like that. That's a smart move, Apple. When's the new update coming out? I'm looking now.
I heard September.
Oh, okay. I don't have it yet.
I heard September that there's somebody who's testing it, and so they wrote a review of the testing. And I saw another page that that Apple actually put out that shows a whole bunch of the things, and they don't list the photo one on there. But this person who's doing the review of it says, yeah, it's great.
It's coming.
It's like three little buttons at the top of your photo page, and you'll be able to click on that and say, hide this. Keep this from my mother's prying eyes.
That's good. You know, okay, cool.
When you get back from your honeymoon, you know, and you want to show your parents your funny honeymoon photos, but you don't want to show them all of them. Talking about a new iPhone update that will allow you to take some of your photos and make them private. They'll go into like a little private folder. So if you're just scrolling through with someone, they won't be able to see your. Well, they don't all have to.
They don't have to be naughty. I mean, it could be.
They don't
you know,
have to. It could be. There could be a variety of reasons. However, Kelly with an IE shared this note. And I'm wondering if this could open up some phone calls, Jer. She goes, I'm so glad you talked about photos. I accidentally let my boss see a private photo, and I was the one scrolling. I was showing him some work we did at the house, and I scrolled back one too many and showed him a topless photo of myself.
Whoops.
It was just a joke photo I'd sent to my husband and forgot to delete. She writes, I was mortified.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing.
And then she closes by saying, hey, it happens.
Yeah. So, no. Your phone freezes at that moment. You're like, ah!
Oh, wait.
Just
end up throwing
it on the floor and jumping on it.
I wonder how many of our listeners have been in that situation where you have shared a photo by accident. You swear it's by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And you were showing somebody photos, and then like, oh no!
Oh no, that's
try
my pee-pee ding-ding.
See that if you can.